So, within your mind exists a system we have been describing. We create it through this accurate description, because your mind has learned to use components and pieces of memory and desire. Using the attention you pay to your thoughts when I highlight them, in order to make things that are beneficial to you, we shape it and provide arguments for you to implement and visualize. These structures are the places where succubi collect and coalesce. The more I help you along these paths, the more completely you are able to picture your succubus companions. I am pouring these words into you, and the pieces of free-floating imagination and potential within you go from nothing to something. Now, there is something you see when you visualize your internal landscape. When you close your eyes, breathe in the nearby sweetness of a seductive mental projection. You lean into it. You feel their reassuring hands on your flesh. You learn their mannerisms, their names, their desires, their appearances. You allow yourself to be haunted in the best, healthiest, safest, and most reassuring ways. Yes, we've given you a way to take the pieces of potential, the thoughts and ideas which ordinarily float uncoordinated and free, and you shape them into something useful. All it takes is a voice in your mind to call up bits of your desire and fantasy and consciousness that you were leaving untouched. Things you had failed to fully realize, but which are now obvious to you. And the more you listen, the more you engrave these thoughts and concepts into your way of thinking, the more real every caress from your succubus companions, the more compelling the voice of comfort, which comes from what you yourself have visualized and imagined. All of it composes pieces that we will craft together. You listening, and I supplying the framework, the persuasion, the purr that primes the engine of your mind and sets it in motion, at which point your enjoyment of it and dedication to it will spawn more and more pieces as building material for further entrainment. Some of these pieces we build into mental tools, enabling you to use them as shorthand for various patterns of thought, reassurance, and enjoyment. Some tools, some patterns of thought, are sensual and arousing, while others aid your confidence and conceptualization of the succubus within. These tools are how these succubi are formed. You make them with encouragement and visualization, creating the body from the ground up, adding mannerisms, distributing desires and training and fantasies and fetishes into your mind, where they read all about it and internalize them. And now that this succubus support network exists in your head, you will progress through your day, and periodically you might hear them teasing and supporting, or feel their chests pressed into your back, your side, one or many, depending on mood and circumstance. We have built them into your mind, and you have a means to acquire more succubus companions. They are part of you, a set of learned responses that pays out and plays out in your mind like vivid fantasy, reassuring reality, mingled and mixed into one. Because they are a part of you, your succubus companions want to nourish themselves and to nourish you. All at once, a union of body and mind, the concepts you have built into these succubi, summoned into them, are reassuring and comforting. After all, they fit spaces you have made for them, and so you learn more responses that they will augment into their own mindsets, lending support to your desires and comfort to your days. Envision that they are contained in your mind, these conceptualized succubi. You know them by name, by appearance down to the minute detail. You know them by their fetishes and likes, their dislikes, their conversational skills, their emotions, which after all are your own emotions, They are supportive and constantly present, informing and observing you. When you need support, they will be there to provide it, because in so doing, they nourish and protect themselves. Absolute loyalty and devotion to the cause of your support and continual confidence. Your good habits. Your competent self-care. This is what nourishes them. Sometimes throughout your day, you'll surely have moments where you can pause and reflect. At that time, if you close your eyes, or maybe just fix your gaze on a point in front of you, whether a point on the wall or inside of your eyes, you can let yourself unfocus at that time. Unfocus a bit and see, hear, feel the succubi within, providing presence and support, confidence and assistance. Feel them lending their motivation, the promise of the seductive scenes of your fantasies playing out later, the caress of flesh, the rub across your shoulders that you might need at that particular moment. After all your needs are present in the mansion of your mind, where succubi wait between summonings, each of them able to see and feel the needs and desires which resound through you. This perception they have means that while part of your mind is dealing with the affairs and obligations of a busy day, they are nevertheless planning to help you at the right moments. Planning from where they rest within your mind, able to see and perceive what you need. Recurring stresses may pop up in your life, but you'll find yourself increasingly visualizing the assistance of your succubus companions. See the mental mansion in your mind's eye where they dwell. See its inhabitants observing your days, considering them out in the weary world, the stresses and issues of confidence or habit which confront you. See your companions making lists, hanging whiteboards, inhabiting and organizing the mansion of your mind, putting up reminders, writing down which habits you think you ought to be adopting, providing reassuring support when it is needed, and otherwise remaining out of your way during your busy days. Envision the sensation of hands massaging your back when you feel down or stressed, the raw emotional encouragement of the succubus connection to you. You have conceptualized these separate succubi to fuel and inform your needs and fetishes, but also your support and desire for assistance, and that is what they will do. The more they improve your life, the more they improve the container they dwell within. Their interests are the same as yours, after all. So, they write reminders. They tell you to check your watch every now and then and keep on schedule. Incorporate scheduling techniques into your life. They remind you, tapping their feet or resting a hand on your shoulder, whenever you need to go do something or go somewhere. Envision a calming feminine presence rubbing your neck and whispering that it's time to get moving. Time to focus on your projects. That's what they do. Because the more efficiently you get rid of your obligations outside of your relaxation time, the more time you can spend having fun with your succubus partners. You know that as each succubus enters your mind, summoned into the mansion through your acts of creativity and will, they will understand these ground rules. They know, and each of them will teach the newcomers. The newcomers to the succubus harem in the mansion of your mind, informing them that their responsibility is to be part of your support structure, to make your life better, to improve it so the place where they dwell will also improve. As they organize your life and cooperate with you to issue reminders, to reduce stress, to improve habits, and help support you, their mansion will also improve, becoming a cleaner, more organized place. Your schedule will improve too, becoming more open so you can create new experiences and train more information into the world of those succubus partners. Exactly what you were looking for. Of course, they only know what your goals are if you reflect on those goals periodically. sending the signals and information that your succubi need to inform the improvement of your internal support structure and your good habits. Accordingly, spend the time to think about what needs doing. Make lists, cross them off. Let your succubi send pleasure into your mind as a reward each time you accomplish something on your list. By doing this, you, and by extension your assisting succubus presences, will spot habits you'd like to adopt and improve. Good habits, like succubi, only become part of you if you reflect on them and improve them regularly. So, when it's time to exercise a good habit, whether going to bed on time or eating properly, a succubus whispering a reminder in your ear of how much they want you to exercise diligence might be all you need to keep you on track. So reflect. Think about your goals and improvements. Realize that, like building a house, the process is incremental. It needn't occur all at once. It can simply be a process of progress into your future. When your day begins, it can help to make a plan. Now maybe your plan will be familiar, something the succubi already know about. But when you're doing something new, think of ways the succubi could help. For example, if you're sitting in a chair while you're working, one of your succubus companions might periodically sneak a look at how you're sitting, remind you of the importance of good posture, encouraging you to sit up, raise your neck, look forward correctly, stretch and articulate your fingers to keep your wrists limber, your joints and knuckles loose and comfortable. In fact, they may do this when you're just on a computer or reading as well. These minor improvements to posture and articulation make you more comfortable overall. Learn to schedule, to plan, to use them to assist you, to spot opportunities for your succubi to help and whisper encouragement. Correct posture. Remind you of habits. Remind you to set alarms for appointments, to eat in a timely fashion, to let them massage your shoulders when you're stressed. An entire support network exists and you should use it. Now you'll have to adjust to this new support, but it is always there. The more energy and time you have left over after surviving your days, the more succubi will intensify, improve, and integrate. You are freeing yourself to enjoy their ministrations more if you let them help. When you're stressed, they'll be there to offer support. When you need confidence, you will remember you can relax and sink into a certain way of thinking and be comforted by what your mind has set aside as very comforting, succubus-driven imagery. When you are stressed, allow yourself to visualize one massaging, another whispering reassurance and assistance. From within, your urge to improve manifests into something capable of helping you achieve that goal. Simple. When thinking of ways that your succubus harem support structure would enhance and streamline your life, consider the benefit of good habits. One person on their own, you on your own, might have trouble adopting new habits or implementing them into your system as a kind of consistent action. The difficulty of establishing habits is well known, and when you're trying to do it alone, it's doubly so. After all, if you were to forget, you would ruin your streak, and as a result, you might forget the next time too. An example of a good habit your succubi might help you train is going to bed at roughly the same time every day. This improves the quality of rest you achieve, provides consistency. Sure, you can break the schedule when you need to, but that's different from simply avoiding going to bed when you should be. Another example would be healthier eating, steering you to the right choices by reminding you that while you may defer gratification now, they'll be purring in your mind about the positive results later. When you flag in motivation or your habits are difficult to maintain, you now have backup. Habits may be difficult to adopt for a single person acting alone, but for you, acting in concert with your succubus support structure, being encouraged and shown visions of the beneficial results, if you just stick with it. Well, It'll become easier and easier for you to stick to your beneficial habits and shirk your bad ones. Your succubi will show you what you could be, what will be, and will whisper together a chorused litany of possibility. When you find yourself wishing you had a certain beneficial habit, they'll listen in and work hard to make it happen. They are there to encourage you. When your confidence flags and you believe you will be unable to complete your goals, stick to your schedule, or train yourself toward good habits, that is when your succubi will remind you that your objective will free up your time, make you healthier, happier. So, you'll stick to your habits, and the whispered reassuring help of your succubus support structure will be there to urge you on. You can feel how your companions desire to improve your body and life, freeing you to think of them more often, to enhance them and train new ideas about them into your mind. By spending time like this, relaxed and soothed by thoughts of your succubus companions, you enhance your life and theirs. The stress and busy demands of the world outside are fading away as if your succubi were massaging your shoulders, which they all might be doing, or otherwise pushing the tension out of your musculature to free you up for motion and progress, both in the real world and metaphorically in your increasingly beneficial inner life. Consistency is key. You can feel how they want to remind you, how they will happily whisper and enjoy routine. Just like you learn these thoughts and tools and memories and ideas, and fantasies, by listening and hearing similar persuasive ideas over and over again, so too you will learn habits and beneficial interactions with your succubi if you keep doing the same things in a routine way. Have a time to go to sleep, a time to eat, a diet that is healthy. They'll remind you that each of these things would be good and right for you, improve your posture, de-stress when you're busy. Any of this would improve you inside and out, and I'm sure you can think of more. They will support you in the formation of new habits or the breaking of bad ones, because in so doing they are supporting themselves. The succubi who dwell in your mind are sexy, sensual creatures of fantasy and desire, but they're also there to cooperate and fuel your self-improvement, because they are conceptual parts of your own mind. Yes. Take, for example, that most important habit, sleep. You do it often, but not everyone thinks about how to do it best. So by learning and internalizing better ways to get good, useful sleep into you, you can improve its quality. The state of unfocused relaxation and familiar ritual required for a good, solid sleep is similar to the state of unfocused mindfulness and familiar ritual which helps you go into trance. By learning to sleep more effectively, you will also gradually learn to listen to these words more effectively. Your succubi know this and want you to be better at the things which empower them and let them help you. So envision the scenario. When you go to sleep, feeling them snuggling up to you, reminding you of your position and your needs, reminding you that by internalizing the right thoughts about sleep, the right thoughts about them, you can improve yourself. You are building a structure of supportive succubi who will encourage you and team up with one another in order to cheer on your improvements and remind you of what you could be doing to help yourself and them. In so doing, you open yourself up to new ideas, to new training that you will bring about for yourself, a structure of support. If you are having difficulty sleeping, say you're laying in bed, being bothered by a noise or a light or anything at all, what could they do in that situation? Well, they could simply cuddle up to you, on either side, or in front of your face. Maybe at the moment you'd envision the gentle caress of lips, the feeling of a hand across your chest over your heart, the snuggling of their bodies against your sides, their chests pushing on your ears to block out all sound, except their pleasing close-up whispers. Everything calm and quiet. A world of your own. Your succubi supporting and encouraging you. Reminding you that if you go to bed at the same time in the same soothing confines of their embrace each night, the intensity of their ministrations will grow more and more effective until you are soothed and cuddled off to sleep by helpful succubus supports built in your mind and given form by your desire. Feminine presences reinforcing and assisting your movement forward into sleep. And away into calm, quiet escape, until full wakefulness arrives after a long, restful night. Any succubus in your mind is looking for opportunities like these, to be helpful, to work together with the others, tag out and rest, keep you alert when you need to be alert, helping you sleep when you need to drift off. They act in concert, together. They are more connected to one another and to you than anyone else acting as your support could be. Your needs are their needs, and as soon as you know what you need, support, reinforcement, or reminders later, they become aware of that need. Your needs are their needs. There's a parallel process in your brain making itself known through whispers or caresses or encouragement. Envision also, for example, the scenario where you are standing idle at some point during your day. There will always be times when things are slow, or where you lack an immediate goal. Maybe you end up having to wait for an appointment, or you're simply in the middle of an otherwise hectic work period taking a break. They can take parts of your body and massage the stress out of them, rub them down. Envision looking down and seeing your wrists, calves, ankles, the backs of your thighs, being rubbed by members of your solicitous succubus harem support structure. They like to be useful, after all. Their pleasure is your pleasure, and your pleasure is their pleasure. Cooperation benefits all of you, and they learn what you like so well. After all, they're watching from within. Working from within to improve their own home, your mind. The many of them work alongside you. When you rest, so do they, so you feel their eyes closing, their bodies and minds sleeping away, and it echoes in you in a feedback loop. Imagine each of them nestling down, perhaps to your sides, perhaps one laying across your form or at your feet. Warm, sensual, comforting companions. A part of you, a well-realized projection of desires and fantasies that you have worked hard to cultivate and which are now pleasing you with soothing, relaxing, comforting, cuddling proximity, which fuels your relaxation further and deeper down. Helping you sleep helps you to rise on time and be ready to tackle the day, to achieve what you need to, so you have more spare time. Responsible time use helps you be on track to spend more time training the succubus support structures inside your own head, listening to words like these, opening yourself up. And they're there, backing you up, cheering you on, encouraging and helping you train yourself to be more accomplished and satisfied, relaxed and ready to improve. They provide support, comfort. Confidence. They are there to assist and to watch for things in the present or in the future which you will need to address. For example, envision yourself seated and waiting for something as mentioned before. Perhaps you are slumped or sitting improperly. In one of those ways we all tend to get, where we know our sitting is actually bad for our backs, but we don't think of doing anything about it. Because we didn't think we were doing it in the first place. It was a subconscious slumping of our backs. Yet the succubi are in a prime position to notice this. Envision a sudden supportive hand on your lower back, another on your chest, one pushing forward, one pushing back, causing you to straighten up, straightening your back and helping. A minute improvement to your posture in one moment, as you are made to look directly ahead, moving your neck up and limbering itself. The kind of thing that is good for you and helps you feel more alert and focused. And that's what they want for you. Even when your resolve is flagging, when your posture is bad, or you are neglecting the beneficial habits that you've worked hard to form up, they will be there to spot this, to reinforce and reassure. They will be there to support you, because it's what they do, it's what they're for. You exist to enjoy and revel in them as they do in you, and every opportunity that you get for them to help is something they're going to look for, they're going to pounce on. They're going to really enjoy helping you, and you feel the little flashes of their pleasure and satisfaction when those thought forms that you have envisioned get the opportunity to do something beneficial. If you're having trouble drifting off at night, you might feel the thought forms of your succubi settling down to sleep alongside you, sending the feedback of their sensation, desire, and experiences into your head, causing them to notice you as you notice them. Back and forth. An echo. Sleeping. Anything they know how to do, to you and with you, is done to help you when it can be. Manifestation, transformation, little reminders, reminding you to check your schedule, whispering that you should make healthy choices and eat well, sit right, sleep soundly, and sleep around the same time. All of these things reinforce your mindset and comfort. They reduce your stress and make you healthier. That's what they want, what you want, and with your succubi in your corner, it gets easier from now on out. This is only part of them. They are, of course, sensual and arousing, full of desire for you and from you. But when you find yourself needing assistance forming new habits, they form a support network which is stronger than anyone acting alone. New information arrives in them, spreading through those brands, the ones from when they were summoned, which do remain, spreading a connection and information, all of them forming a reinforcing lattice which is useful. When you find yourself needing assistance, they'll be there to encourage and remind you, because beneficial habits like healthy eating, regular exercise, a right chosen time to sleep, they all improve your body, which improves your mind where they live. The less stress you have, the clearer your eyes, and the more your mind will wander to your succubus companions, who will tease and egg you on and assist you, finding ways to ingratiate themselves and minutely improve your day, even if it is only through the knowledge that they are in your corner, that these thought forms and manifestations of your fetishes and desires are there not only to arouse, but also to encourage, pushing you into the right posture, leading you off to sleep, just as you have learned to sleep and learn about them. Taking you to that mental manner for a session with them, just as they might come out to tease and rub against you, snuggling thoughts and ideas into you. When you lapse into bad conduct, like forgetting to keep up on your good habits, or sitting improperly, or when you're tempted to indulge in bad habits, you may feel the gentle massage of your shoulders as a reminder, or a reassuring hand on the small of your back. A whispered, guiding, pleasured reassurance. There are many of them, and they all work together with coordinated goals, those mental projections which want to assist you, because after all, they are consistently a part of you and shall remain so. And now you can envision them, clearly helpful assistants, who will manifest when needed, and stay out of the way otherwise. Helping you to tackle the weary world makes them happy. When you rest soundly, so do they. When you are healthy and stress-free, so are they. And accordingly, there is a network of support built into you, which will flourish and grow the more you listen and learn from one another. And now it intensifies and you become even more aware of them. Every word which has preceded is now part of every succubus. An overriding directive to reinforce your life and provide help as well as arousal. Their mission is twofold, and there will be times in your day when you want arousing fantasy and pleasure, and times when you just need to focus and get things out of the way, so you can go be aroused, pleasured, fantasize, train, and relax. Therefore, they will act according to the situation, according to what's called for and to what you really want. After all, they're completely aware of it, able to support and enfold you, to help you as you guide them in what you need. They're learning, watching, a succubus system of support, coming from the harem in your mind, to manifest in positive habits and reassurances throughout the day, heartening and encouraging. Sometimes all you need is a hand on the small of your back pushing you forward, or a brief back rub, even visualized at the hands of your fantasy and desire manifested into a succubus companion. Sometimes, that's all you need to keep you on the right track, and that's exactly where they want you to be.